Hi, welcome to my podcast. This is my very first podcast I've ever done, so I hope it turns out well. I don't know about you, but I've always been wanting to get something going in internet marketing. Well, you know, I've dabbled at it. Haven't had any real success. I don't know if you can relate to that. You know, I've got people going to my website, but they don't go any further. And you go like, boy, that can be frustrating. And so, you know, I'm trying to learn this internet marketing thing, and all of a sudden I realized I don't really have all the answers. So I've been following some people, and I saw this email. It said, hey, what would you do in 30 days if you lost everything? I said, yeah. What would I do? Well, that's my situation. I don't know about you, but my background story is during the crash of 2008-2009, I lost everything. I lost my home. I lost my money. I lost my job. It was a real struggle. I kept looking towards the internet, thinking I could get something going. And, you know, I did. But it's no fun being homeless. You know, I had to depend on friends to take me in. I'd get another job, make some money. And it just seemed like all the nights I worked didn't really pay out like I thought they would. I kind of sometimes think, I wish I had done something else with those nights. I would have had fun or done something different. But I kept working at this internet marketing thing. And it was that email that kind of got me. Because I said to myself, you know, I'm smarter than a lot of these guys, but these guys are making thousands and up to millions of dollars on the internet. Some of them don't have the formal education I have. And I go, what is it they're doing that I'm not doing? So I started paying attention to Russell Brunson. He created this thing called ClickFunnels. And I thought, you know, that sounds pretty cool because that's the hardest thing. I always would start making my websites and I would get stuck. I didn't know how to do this or I didn't know how to do that. And then before you know it, procrastination would set in because I just didn't know what to do, and you just procrastinate. You never get back to it. There's so many great ideas I had, never really got to it. But hey, I finally decided I got to take a look at this ClickFunnels. And so I signed up with ClickFunnels, and luckily for me, Russell decided to put together a 30-day challenge for anybody who was interested. Well, I surely was interested. And, you know, before I even go that far, you know, you start to wonder what is it I'm really after? Yeah, I'd like to have more money. I'd like to have freedom. You know, I'd like to have a lifestyle other than 9-to-5. And I just didn't know where to go, what to turn. And all of a sudden, this ClickFunnels, where I could just easily, took a little bit to understand it, but I could easily make my own websites and get something out there. But I created some websites, but I had a lot of people to the websites, but I never generated too much money out of them. I started learning about funnels. What really is funnels all about? And that's what I'm talking to you today. Sales funnels are a way of leading your customer. Let's say you have a good salesman and you want to bring him in. And when you walk into someone's store, and if you have a great salesman, the first thing he's interested in is in you and finding out, hey, how can I help you today? And let's say, well, I'm here to get, for a simpler way of saying it, I'm here to get some hot dogs and I'm having a barbecue. And he says, well, okay, well, come with me. Here's the hot dogs and here's hamburger meat. And he says, what else are you going to need? Well, I'm going to need some buns and some potato chips. And, you know, I might need an apron, you know. And he says, what else can I say? And so the salesman is taking such an interest in you. He's giving you so much value for you to remember what things you might need. Charcoal, whatever it is for your grilling or whatever. Well, that's what a sales funnel does. It's like having a good salesman or woman greeting you at the front door, saying, "Hey, look, hi, how are you? I've got this free offer. Maybe you're interested. Just enter your email and click this button, and there it is." And you go, and that usually was it for me. But Russell's teaching is such that you want to have another offer on a thank you page. So I say, "Hey, thank you. I appreciate you getting this free book or whatever. And maybe you might be interested in this. And there's a little upsell for maybe $27. And the customer might either say, "Yeah, I think I'll go for that." And then if they do go for that, and there's another thank you page after that saying, "Yeah, hey, thank you. I look forward to helping you. And by the way, I've really put together this really great course. And I don't know if you're ready for it now, but hey, if you are, I'm offering a special discount on this course, blah, blah, blah." And the next thing you know is he might generate a sale from that. Anyway, so it's a way of a good salesman or woman. If you come into the store, if you think of your internet business as a brick and mortar store, and you're leading your customer with value through a sales funnel, they may not buy everything that's in your funnel, but they'll remember that you have these to offer. And by then, with an autoresponder taking emails and having these emails sent out saying thank you, and hey, by the way, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, with another link that might take you back to that same offer saying, "Hey, just in case you forgot about it, hey, here's this great offer." Well, one day Russell had an email and he talked about this lady, a young woman, and her husband. They were dead broke. They had nothing. I can relate to that. I was broke, dead broke, living in my van at times, you know. And they went from broke to making $1 million in one sales funnel. And then now I come to learn they've made $10 million in that sales funnel. And I go, wow. You know, I couldn't sit still in my chair. I'm watching this video that Russell had, and I'm going, they're not anybody extra special. They're just anybody. And I go, like, God, if she can do that, I can do that. I mean, I can at least do $100,000, I said to myself. Gosh, I got to get with it. What is it they're doing? And she said she got into watching these videos, and they would pause the video, and they would do exactly what Russell said. Then they would start the video up again, and then they would hit pause button again and go, just keep doing what he did, told him to do, and then they would start the video again. And they wouldn't move on beyond what Russell was telling them to do. They'd pause that video. And boy, that was a real wake-up call to me. And I said, you know, God, I can do this. If you just follow someone who's been very successful and they know this business, I could do it. So I started to, I just said, you know what? I saw this thing on the internet where it said, hey, Russell is going to, he asked these top internet marketers, hey, if you lost everything and you had to start all over, I mean, you were dead broke, you didn't have your influence anymore, what would you do to get going in 30 days? What would you do first? What would you do second? What would you do third? You know, to get going, to get back up on top of it and be successful again. Man, I was really glued to that. And I said, I signed up to listen for that. It was called 30 Days. And I signed up for that. And the next thing you know, it was virtually free almost. And I said, wow. Then he offered this challenge. He says, if you sign up for this, I'm going to give you a 30-day challenge where I'm going to give you personal coaching. And I said, well, I had to jump at it. And so right now, I'm building a website with sales funnels and seeing and learning the secrets of how people actually made millions of dollars. And for the first time, I really see myself achieving this. Not like before. Something's changed. I just feel I can see it now. And I'm doing it. I'm actually doing it. And so, you know, I'm somehow I feel different. I want to help other people do the same thing. I want them to, as I'm learning this, I want to get these secrets. So stay tuned. This is just one of many podcasts I hope to have, bringing you the secrets of sales funnels. And all I can say is, you're just one funnel away from success. Thanks for listening. This is Jack Gardner. I hope you listen to my next episode. I'll try to get these out at least once every week, and maybe if not more. Thanks for listening, and until next time, wishing you great success at whatever it is that you are doing. Bye.